I'd like to make just a few remarks, realizing that it appears that Jerry Smith will be the next mayor of the city of DeKalb. I could not be more proud of the way we took the high road and were able to take our positive message to the residents of DeKalb. There's much to be done in the coming weeks and the months and, yes, even years. You know, DeKalb is a wonderful place with wonderful folks like you, and we must work together to make it an even better community. I want to work with you to embrace our community's diversity and to face our mutual challenges head on. Just a couple more minutes, folks. You know, God knows that you've heard candidates talking and talking and talking quite a bit over the past 100 plus days. Tonight, I'd simply like to say thank you for the tremendous outpouring of support that our family has received. When I say family, I'm speaking to those who stepped up in special ways, those who wrote letters to the editor, those who wrote checks, those who called their friends and neighbors about this guy, Jerry Smith. Yes, I'll put that on mute.
I got it.
You know, and I appreciate those who decorated their lawns with our yard signs. I appreciate the members of my campaign team. Co-chairs Evelina Sitchi. Evelina, where are you? There she is right back there. And my good friend Brian Shally over here. So Evelina and Brian, along with our treasurer, Ron Klein. Where's Ron?
Hi, Ron.
You know, we only wrote one letter. We sent it out to folks who we thought might help us with yard signs, checks, whatever. And Ron kept saying to me, "You mean more checks are coming in?" I mean, what we were humbled by what we've been able to receive from segments all over the community. Now, I want to just mention, in closing, the other members of our campaign team. Janine Holcomb, right back there. Pat McKinley. My harshest critic, Frank Roberts. Hello, harsh critic. The reason I call that is that, well, let me just introduce the next person, and that's Carol Czar, who's on my campaign team. And Tom Tarasinski, former alderman who can crunch numbers like nobody can crunch them. Those three folks, my harshest critic, Tom and Carol, met with us early on. And after my committee said, you know, you are DeKalb's proven leader, I thought I was going to use the mantra like the common sense candidate. But I think I've been both, don't you?
Yeah.
Huh? Anyway, Frank and Carol and Tom really helped me in defining some issues. And we put together a 100-day plan, and we hope to hit the ground running after being sworn in, I believe, in May, and try to accomplish all of those things that we pointed out, or at least we're going to get a good start on most of them, believe me. Going back to our committee, Barry Schrader, the lovely and talented Barry Schrader. Gip Seaver. Gip, thanks for your help. How do you pronounce that first name? Ging Smith.
Oh,
Travis Thompson back here. Travis, raise your hand. You know, I'd also like to express my appreciation to the Barb City Action Committee for their early on endorsement. A lot has been said about the Barb City Action Committee, but these are folks with whom I've worked, with whom I've served on volunteer committees, with whom I have worshiped. And these folks are good folks. We all want to get down to business to improve our community. And Barb City took a lot of flack. And I took some flack for accepting money from Barb City. I told the Barb City Action Committee early on, if we're successful at raising enough money, and I said, I think we can raise $10,000 for this campaign, we're not going to need to dip into any money that Barb City might have. Now, having said that, I also realized that we may need some assistance. Folks, I told my committee we're going to raise $10,000. As of last week, or maybe, yeah, last week, $23,800. I'm not boasting about that number. I am humbled by that number because those checks were written by folks who genuinely were resonated with the message. The message resonated with them, that we were doing the right thing and we had the right platform for the city of DeKalb. Finally, one last thing, and that is this campaign would not have happened without the 100% buy-in from my wife, Ging Smith. Ging, along with our son Eric and our daughter-in-law Jennifer, encouraged me along this journey. So let me encourage you to enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you so much.